Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Harvard Risk Management Corporation National Training Call. This morning is September 24th, 2018. Happy Monday to you. I'm excited to welcome everyone to the call this morning. We have got folks who are joining us from coast to coast all across North America. And let me tell you, you have chosen a very important conference call to get on. We have none other than top producer and one of our leading executive directors, Ms. Rebecca Baker, out of California, who will be providing our keynote training this morning. We are so excited to hear from her. And we've got some big announcements, some big things to talk about here in the world of Harvard Risk Management and the world of Legal Shield. Let's dive right into that. So I hope you're in a place where you can take some notes, and I'm going to share some information, but also some resources where you can go read up and find more info on some of these big announcements. To me, the biggest announcement was made late Friday by Legal Shield, and it has to do with the group rate. Of course, so many of us are focused on taking these plans, identity theft plans and legal plans, into businesses and offering them as an employee benefit. And what a great time for that. The timing has never been as good for that as it is right now. You know, we're just 12 months removed from the Equifax data breach announcement. That was just over a year ago that Equifax announced this 145 million Americans had been breached. I mean, just tons of their most sensitive information. We've got decision makers of companies that are looking for solutions for their employees. We certainly have individuals who know that their chances of being a victim of identity theft are exponentially higher today than they have been in the past. And the reason that that's significant that it was 12 months ago is typically with a data breach, that's when you start seeing the fallout. It's not right after the information is breached. It's typically 12 to 18 months later that you really start seeing a lot of the fallout, the ramifications of a big data breach, and we expect that certainly to be the case with this Equifax data breach. Not only that, but people are having more legal situations now than ever before. So when I say that the timing could not be more perfect for the plans and the solutions that we offer, I really do mean that. Now, one of the most difficult challenges, though, when you and I are taking these plans into groups, is to create urgency. And maybe it's not fair to say that's a difficult challenge, but that's a difficulty that I think a lot of people face. I've worked with a lot of our agents, and they say that was one of the hardest things that they had to learn how to do, was to create urgency. Now, that's true in an enrollment. That's why we're always teaching that when you're in front of a group of employees, you've got to give them a reason to sign up today. Maybe that's a little giveaway or a drawing that you're doing, but something that's going to give those employees a reason not to put it off, not to procrastinate, but to say, I'm going to do this today. Well, that is absolutely the case with a decision maker as well. It's not difficult to sit down with a decision maker and get them interested in what we offer. Most of the decision makers that we meet with are interested in what we offer. I can only speak from my experience, but in doing this for 16 years and offering these solutions for 16 years, I can probably count on one hand, maybe two, but probably just one hand, the number of times I've met with a decision maker and they just flat out were not interested. Now, that doesn't mean I opened every one of those groups, and that doesn't mean that all of them were opened immediately. Again, the challenge is not getting them interested. The challenge is getting them to say, okay, yes, I'm interested, and here's a date that you can come in and meet with my employees. And so one of the techniques, one of the things that we teach and that we certainly practice is you've got to create urgency. You've got to give them a reason to bring you in now. Well, we're already coming into a good reason, and we always talk about that in the fourth quarter. Because identity theft tends to spike in the fourth quarter around the holidays, right now is a good time, and that gives you a good reason for a decision maker to bring you in anyway. Well, then, speaking of the holidays, Legal Shield comes out on Friday and gives you and I the best gift that they could possibly give. It is the ultimate way to create urgency with a decision maker, and that is that they announced a discount for all new groups that are open from today, actually last Friday, that are open from now until the end of October. So we've got about 5 weeks, folks, to really take advantage of this. 5 weeks where you and I can sit down with a decision maker and again, have a reason. The reason is these plans are about $5 cheaper. Both the combo plan and the legal plan, the legal plan goes from $23.95 in most states down to $18.95. The combo goes for a family from $38.90 down to $33.90. So each of their employees is going to save $5 a month or $60 a year if we can get the group enrolled before October 31st. Okay, so I just want you to think about that and think about how that can create urgency. We can wait till November, no problem, but they're probably going to pay the higher rate. And so we want to get them. We want to get this group started while these rates are decreased. This is a short-term discount. In my 16 years in offering Legal Shield, I've never seen the company do this, offer a short-term discount on their products and services. This is a first time that I've ever seen this in 16 years. Take full advantage of it. Whatever your prospecting goals were coming into this morning's call, I hope that they have quadrupled now. And I'm serious about that. Whatever your goal was as far as number of decision makers that you wanted to meet with this week, I hope that goal has quadrupled now because you have the ultimate gift from Legal Shield, a perfect way to create urgency with every decision maker that you and I meet with. Now, a couple thoughts for you on that. Number one, the urgency is going to be there naturally and organically because of the rate and because of the discount. That doesn't mean that you can't enhance that with your own sense of urgency as well. If you and I are going in there talking real dry and saying, well, this is the lower rate, you got to get excited about this. You got to get a little bit fired up about this. That excitement and that enthusiasm that you can save their employees money and over a very short term here, that enthusiasm will be contagious with the decision makers that you meet with. So certainly get excited about what we have. You can go back. I want you to listen to me on this. You can go back to companies that you've already met with. See, many of us have companies that we've met with and we've offered the $38.90 rate to. Right now, you have a perfect reason to go back to those companies. I'm talking about ones that you haven't already enrolled, but you know, they're in your pipeline. They like the information, but you haven't set a date yet or you haven't rolled out the benefit yet. Go back to those companies. You have a perfect reason to go back to those businesses right now today and let them know about this short-term discount, this short-term lower rate that their employees have access to. And if I'm telling you, if you'll go in with urgency and excitement and enthusiasm, then it will give them a reason to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and let's set a date for this. They, at the end of the day, they need to get serious about it and get out their calendar and give you a date to come in and meet with their employees. This just gives you a perfect reason to have them do that. Now, I mentioned this is on new groups, so this is not on existing groups. If you and I just opened a group last month with the $38.90 rate, we cannot take this discount into existing groups. This is for new groups only, so I want you to make sure that we're on the same page there. The group has to enroll by October 31st. The group has to enroll by October 31st. So we need to make sure that we are not just having decision-maker meetings, but that we are doing enrollments by October 31st. That's what makes the next 2 weeks so crucial. This week and next week are crucial in your timing. Because when you meet with a group on October 26th, it's going to be a little bit harder to get them to go ahead and set the enrollment before October 31st. But any group that you meet with this week or next week, you've got ample time to really set up an enrollment with their employees before October 31st. So I'm telling you, this is not an announcement that you want to put on the shelf. This is not a promotion that you just want to sit and think about for a few days. This is a promotion. This is an announcement that you want to take immediate action on. Now, here's another important thing to keep in mind. All of the employees who sign up at that lower rate will be locked into that rate for we would assume, the whole time that they have their membership. Legal Shield has never raised a rate on an existing member. In their 46-year history, they've never raised the rate on an existing member. So if I sign up today on a $33.90 plan, the rate for new groups will go up on November 1st, but not for me. Now, here's the other caveat, the other thing to keep in mind. Not only do I lock in the rate for everyone that signs up, but actually all employees, all future signups in that particular group will be locked in at that rate. You know, for example, the state of Louisiana is one of my brother's groups. That's a group that he opened almost 20 years ago. That group has a lower rate than most groups that we see today because it was open 20 years ago. And because the group was open under a lower rate, all the employees who sign up today have access to that lower rate. That will be the case here as well. And that's so significant. Again, this is greater urgency for your decision maker. So the key is get the group, open the group, write enough apps that you can open the group. And of course, you know, we want to write as much business as we possibly can. But just know that any group that you open under this discounted rate, all employees of that company will have access to that lower rate moving forward. So to me, that is huge. Now, one last thing that I want to talk about on this announcement. Again, I think this announcement is huge. Biggest one that we've seen all year, no question. In fact, like I said, only time I've ever seen this in 16 years where they've offered a temporary discount on their rate. Oh, my goodness, this is huge. Listen, for those of you who are new, you may not know, but this rate is the 2017 rate. Rates on the legal plan were increased January 1st with a slower rollout for groups, but that all happened earlier this year. Here's what you may not understand is that when they increased the rate back on January 1st, the commissions stayed the same. And what they did is they took the difference there, and that's the difference that they used to fund some of their new bonuses. And we had people whose performance club bonuses went from $500 a month to $1,200 a month. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of people making more bonus money. Of course, we got a lot of people right now focused on a seven-figure bonus that Legal Shield announced earlier this year for maintaining the platinum executive director level. But to fund those bonuses, that's why the commissions stay the same. Well, here's the good news on that. And that was great news then. Here's the good news today. You can now go in today and offer a $33.90 plan and get the same commission that you would have received on a $38.90 plan. So the rate just went down $5, but your commissions did not change. I don't know what else we could say today that would get someone excited and give them a reason to massively increase their activity than what we just shared. I'm telling you, I hope whatever goals you had when you got on the call, I hope they just quadrupled. And maybe that's undershooting a little bit because there has never been a reason to get more serious about going out and taking these solutions into the marketplace, into the B2B marketplace, than we have right now. I know we've got standing by our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches from Cookeville, Tennessee. Mark, I know you are just ecstatic about this new announcement. This is going to spell a ton of success for our agents. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. I know you've got a couple of things that are new in our back office as well that you can explain to our reps here this morning. But we'll turn the call over to you, Mark Riches from Cookeville, Tennessee.
Awesome. Good morning, team. And it's great to be on the call, especially with that great announcement that will help all of us sell more memberships and open more groups. Linda Pitt just asked a text question that she just sent a card in a group authorization card, but they haven't done the enrollment yet. We'll find out the answer on that. There'll obviously be a few issues like that where the group's already set up, but what do we do on the future apps that we're writing? And group marketing can answer those questions as well. But I'm excited about being able to offer that 2017 rate. And let's show Legal Shield that we're serious about having that lower rate available. I think it's critical. And show them so many more groups open during the month of October. And, of course, the end of September, closing out strong and then opening October up and making October. October should be our biggest new group month ever, taking advantage of all the bonuses and incentives that Legal Shield's put on the table, as well as the special rate pricing. If we can show them a strong increase there, I think they'll even continue this through the end of the year or longer. So I'm excited about that. Just a few announcements I wanted to share with you. Legal Shield added this is for individual memberships, so kind of changing gears here when you sell an individual plan. They added the CVC code requirement back in. We had it for a while, then they took it away, now it's back. So as they change vendors and different credit card processing processes, then those things change. So we added that also back in. If you're using a PDF, really, my thought is the only reason you'd want to use your PDF application site is if you don't, if you're not yet a Legal Shield associate. But if you're a Legal Shield associate, I'd have that go directly to your We Are Legal Shield site, and you can change that right under your website settings. And that way they can go right to your own shopping cart and purchase it right from the Legal Shield site. There was a time we weren't directing them there because if someone from a licensed state, let's say from Texas, tried to enroll, the sale would go to the company. Well, they've changed that now. Now it doesn't go to the company. It just notifies you that the person's trying to enroll on your site and you don't have a proper license for that state. So that's good. And there's really no reason not to have it going to your We Are Legal Shield site. And then the example of that is under the website settings, and I would make sure you make that update. But we have added the CVC code to the PDF. So if you're using the PDF site, you have to actually go to the PDF to see the credit card number and the expiration date, and then you'll see down to the right below that credit card number in a little space, there's the CVC code printed there. So just so you know that that's there, we had a lot of calls on that last week, and so we added that back in to where it's printed on the PDF. It's not a field in your back office. You can't see a credit card number, you can't see the expiration date, and you can't see the code until you actually produce the PDF, and then that information is contained on that. I wanted to announce, too, I'm real excited about that. Mike came to Cookeville, Tennessee a couple months ago and produced a new training video. It's a sample IDT workshop. You know, we're talking about going into companies and offering a free workshop right now. We should be doing more of that right now than ever before, especially with this lower rate that we have available. Well, the IDT workshop sample is now updated with all the new information and new slides. I thought it came out really, really well. And that's in the B2B certification training. So if you go to the B2B certification training in your back office, let me just go there real quick, and you go to the, I think it's the first section, let's just see, second section, section 2, sample workshop presentation. You'll see it right there, sample workshop presentation in section 2. That's just recently been updated. Excellent job. Thanks to Mike for coming and taking time to do that and editing it and putting all that together. But that's a great one to view, especially if you're just getting started in group, to understand, okay, this is what a workshop could look like when I'm out presenting it to a company or a lunch and learn and that type of thing. Also, speaking about Mike, he's going to be traveling this week. I'm heading to Dallas tomorrow. We've got a meeting tomorrow, but Mike's going to be heading to Jacksonville, Florida on Friday. If you go to your events page, we've listed both these events. These are pretty much his last group certification trainings. Legal Shield has handpicked just a handful of top trainers in the company, and our president, Mr. Mike Riches, is one of those that they've handpicked to travel the country and do B2B certification trainings. These are one-day trainings at a discounted rate, and he's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you're in the Jacksonville area, anywhere in that region, I would definitely try and get to that training on Friday, September 28th. It starts at 8 a.m. Excellent training. It's a full day, power-packed. I was in Salt Lake City and I attended his training. It was unbelievable. It was like I don't want to say a mini-me because he's kind of almost bigger than me, but it was like just powerful, powerful information being shared. And I just thought, you know, every person needs to be attending this. So if you're in the Jacksonville area, that's your shot. And then he's going to fly, I guess, through the night like Santa Claus and arrive in Northern California Saturday morning, because at 8 a.m. he's in San Francisco doing another training this Saturday. So East Coast and West Coast both being covered this weekend, Friday in Jacksonville, Florida, this Saturday in San Francisco. Both those events almost sold out. In fact, the San Francisco event will sell out today. So that's open to all Legal Shield associates. And trust me, they are taking full advantage of it. And we have just a few seats left. So I wanted to get that out to our team because you're our highest priority to attend that event. If you're anywhere in the Northern California market, definitely take a time out Saturday and attend that one-day training. It will be a game changer, and it'll be perfect timing for launching into October as we have these lower rates now and a real reason to get out and open up a record number of groups during the next month. I'm so excited about all those updates. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Fantastic, Mark. I am really excited to get to those two markets later this week, and I could not agree more with what Mark said as far as it's a priority. I love having HRMC agents attend those trainings. It's definitely one of my favorite parts of being able to travel and do that. So, again, folks, as you can tell, we're very excited about this new announcement from Legal Shield. I mean, to me, this is just something that you want to just take full advantage of. And two things that I'll just point your attention to in the back office, in addition to what Mark shared, if you'll go under the Docs on Demand and then recently added Docs, you'll see a couple of different things. You'll see a flyer on this announcement that you can look at for more details. You can also see we updated the rate sheet with those 2017 rates, and that's available on that recently added Docs as well. And then if you'll look in the shopping area, the shopping cart icon of your back office, you can find the full proposal. It's the one with the gray kind of border. And those are on sale, and those have those 2017 rates. So to me, that's something that I would be loading up on right now. It's called the Legal Shield and ID Shield Employee Benefit Proposal. It's got the gray with the kind of green middle there where the guy's holding the house with the family in it, but it's called the Legal Shield and ID Shield Employee Benefit Proposal. Where you find that is on the on the back office, when you go to your supplies, on the categories over to the left, click on group sales, and then go to page 2, and you'll see those are on sale for 50 cents, which is a phenomenal deal. That's a full-color 16-page proposal, but they will sell out pretty quick. We don't have very many of those left, but they just became super relevant because they've got those old 2017 rates. So take full advantage of that. I would order those today and plan to get those out this week and next week while we've got time here to take full advantage of this special promotion. Again, a lot of exciting things happening here in the world of Harvard Risk Management. One of those things is we are super excited tomorrow to have another small business sales training webinar featuring our resident expert on small business sales, $250,000 ring runner, Mr. Scott Brooks. And we're excited to have Scott on the call this morning. That webinar is tomorrow. starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, I believe, and I'm just super excited for that. Some of you have attended that webinar and just know it is incredible training. Mr. Brooks, I think we've got you on the line. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this new special promotion. I keep calling it a promotion. I guess it's a discount that Legal Shield is offering. And then, of course, any thoughts you have leading into this small business sales training webinar tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Riches, and thanks for handing it over to me just for a moment. I know we want to get to our featured training today. I'm excited to hear from Mrs. Rebecca Baker, but you know, listening to you guys talk about this and just seeing what's unfolding for all of us, you know, I'm starting to become, I guess, a veteran, been around almost 7 years now, and I've never seen anything like this. I am super excited about this announcement. You know, actually kind of hard to stay on the call. I want to get busy. I want to get to work today. I want to start calling, you know, people that we've talked to and people that haven't made a decision yet and get these rates out there to them as a hinge, if you will, to prompt them towards an expedited decision to move forward with an enrollment. So super excited about that, but also super excited about tomorrow's small business sales training webinar. So let me explain this to everybody on the call today. First of all, I want to remind all of our existing agents about the small business sales opportunity. And if you're a brand new agent, I guess I'll be educating you on what we're talking about. So here's what we're talking about in a nutshell. In addition to selling personal memberships, you know, Legal Shield and ID Shield for individuals and families, Legal Shield also offers a very powerful small business membership that is specifically designed for small business owners to be able to help them with all of their business legal issues, which will help them to run their business more smoothly, more effectively, and a lot more cost effective. You know, attorneys for business matters can cost $300-$500 an hour. And small business owners know that all too well. But when you can show up and show them how one of our small business legal plans, that's a subscription-based plan, kind of like the personal plan, but it's for small businesses, can literally save them thousands and thousands of dollars every year. So in a nutshell, these memberships are called the Legal Shield Small Business Membership, and we have created a training program for you to be able to learn about these memberships, what they do, how they work, and specifically how to properly sell them to a small business owner. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow in our Small Business Sales Training webinar. It's at 9 a.m. Central. All you need to do is go to your back office, click on the Events tab at the top of the page, and you're going to see right at the top of the list is tomorrow's Small Business Sales Training webinar. And you can easily click the link and get registered. There's no cost to register. There's no cost to attend this Small Business Sales Training webinar. And what you're going to learn is exactly, you know, the information about how big this market is and why it's important to learn this and not leave money on the table in your career with Harvard Risk Management. You're going to learn how to sell the small business memberships. And again, all you need to do is register for the webinar on your event tab. So before I go, I want to tell you the two specific reasons, the motivations behind why I created the small business sales training earlier this year. Number one reason is this. Every Harvard Risk Management agent should understand that there are three distinctly different and separate sales channels that we operate in. Of course, we all know we can sell individual memberships. That's in the consumer sales channel. Next, for me, there's the small business sales channel opportunity where we can go to small business owners and sell the small business legal plans. And then, of course, number three is the employee benefits sales channel. Now, most of us, we've taken the trainings and we've learned how to operate in all three of these sales channels. But what I learned is the small business sales channel is the most overlooked and underestimated opportunity of the three. And possibly, some have said that the small business legal plan is possibly the best valued product that is available. That's the first reason why I created this training, so that you can be educated properly in all three sales channels. The second reason, and maybe the most important reason why I created this training program, is because as a veteran in my sales career with Harvard, now 7 years into this, I'm always looking for new sales leads opportunities, new places where we can sell employee benefits. That's right, I said where we can sell employee benefits. And what better place can you find as a source of a new lead for an opportunity to sell employee benefits than to speak to small business owners? And when you get in front of the small business owner and you show them how powerful the small business plan is, it is a natural and very easy conversation to advance, as you've already built a relationship with them, to talk about getting in front of the employees as well. So we're going to talk about all of that tomorrow on our webinar. Get on the events tab, click on the registration. It's free to register for the webinar. I hope to see every one of you there as you decide not to leave money on the table, but to learn how to be effective in all three sales channel opportunities. Mr. Riches, I'll hand it back to you.
Fantastic, Mr. Brooks. Again, exciting stuff happening right now. I just hope that that our agents who are listening in understand the moment that we're in. I mean, there has never been anything like this in the history of our business. And again, I'll mention to you the page that Scott has talked about, that Mark has talked about, that I've talked about, that you want to be familiar with, is the events page in your back office. So you go to harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, log in, and then that little toolbar up at the top, I don't know whose idea that was to put that toolbar there. It wasn't mine, but it's a fantastic idea. And the fact that it was not my idea is not related to the fact that it was a fantastic idea. But anyway, I love that little toolbar. I use it all the time. It's the little calendar icon that you need to click on. Go straight to the events page, and you'll see everything there that we've been talking about, all the events that we've been talking about, including that small business sales training webinar tomorrow. Again, I am so ecstatic to be able to introduce this morning our featured trainer. Ms. Rebecca Baker from California, I mentioned, is one of our top producers consistently, month after month and year after year. She is absolutely one of our most phenomenal trainers that we have. Every time she trains, we hear nothing but exceptionally positive feedback. And so for me and for many others, when we get to see her name on our training schedule and when we get to promote her being on this call, it's just extra exciting and such a privilege to have her calling in this morning. It's early out there in California, but yet she's here and ready to go, ready to train, and ready to give us some information that I know can help us transform our business and take it to the next level. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. It's such a blessing to be on the call. And I tell you, I did not see that new announcement coming. How exciting that we get to go out and make the same commission and give our employees a discounted rate and move forward. Boy, it is just super exciting. So it makes me even more excited about what I'm going to speak to you here about today. And what it is, it's just five components to having a slight edge in your HRMC B2B business. I've been around about 7 years, and I absolutely love working in the group arena. I had a bit of experience with life insurance before I started my HRMC career. And it wasn't a super, I was only there maybe 18 months. It wasn't a super long career, but I knew enough to sell. And then I was blessed to be able to be an at-home mom for 10 years. And that was beautiful. And what ended up happening is that this opportunity came up. I needed a source of income. And I thought, you know, I could probably pull this business B2B sales. Let me give it a shot. And I tell you guys, I went to the back office. I watched Mr. Mike Riches do a decision maker meeting. I watched that probably 100 times and got to know it verbatim. My first decision-maker meeting led to an enrollment, and it was just 10 days later I walked in. I sold 14 memberships and walked out of there and went, oh, my goodness, I just covered my mortgage for the month. I can do this. This is the business I want to be in. So build your team, definitely. You want to be doing that. I happen to focus on business to business, and it's very lucrative. So let me just give you these five components that have been working for me, and I hope you can find a way to work them or utilize them to make your business even more successful. So the first component is priming the pump, and that means getting your mind ready, visualizing the outcome of every task that you complete in this business. Each phone call needs to be visualized before you make it. Each decision-maker meeting needs to be visualized before you conduct it. And every single enrollment needs to be seen in your own mind's eye before you create it in person. And Mr. Mark Rich has actually gave an outstanding training on this call just 2 weeks ago. If you go back to the September 10th call, and he went into detail about how malleable the human brain is, how complex it is, yet and it's incredibly sharp at picking up information, and how we as human beings have the power to direct and control our thoughts. And that is imperative in this business. I train my brain, I prime it hundreds and hundreds of times in any given day in this business. We're leaders, and we've got to be the captain of our ship. We need to know where exactly we're going with any given conversation. A leader knows exactly where the endpoint needs to be, and we need to begin by knowing that. So be sharp. We need to be able to pick up cues from people. We need to be able to roll with whatever objection or comment that they bring up, and that happens a lot even over the phone. So we've got to be on our toes. So visualize the decision-maker meetings that you'll conduct and also the enrollments. And, you know, everything is created in the mind first. So first we create it in our head, and then we create it physically. And I have to tell you, what's in my head and what happens when I open my mouth, they might be aligned, but they don't come together as I had visioned. So in other words, when I open my mouth, I have follies. And so I need to prepare for those. And sometimes it's opening my mouth. Sometimes it's just like envisioning an enrollment, and I get there and their PowerPoint projector doesn't work. I got to be able to work with that. Or maybe the number of participants is lower or higher than you envisioned. Okay, so we need to beware of both, but all things are created spiritually and in your mind first. Stephen Covey talks about this. I hope you've read his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. One of those habits is beginning with the end in mind. And I love this. When I pick up the phone to make calls, I have my mind is completely ready. I actually have a physical stack of papers. It's, I guess you would call it a generic day runner. It's just week by week, so Monday through Friday of all my weeks. And I actually have that right next to me before I make my phone calls. And the reason I look through my calendar and see what's on there is because every appointment that's on there, I've already had success. I've had success starting or setting up that decision-maker meeting. So before I make phone calls, I'm going to look at all the decision-maker meetings on my calendar in the next few weeks, and I'm going to train my brain to remember the conversation that I had with those decision-maker meetings. I'm going to remember the connection that I made with them. And every single time I've set a decision-maker meeting, there's always been a pause. I ask them, you know, I'll be out your way next week. How does Thursday look? And there's this pause, and they say, let me open my calendar and see what I have going on. And I sit in silence, but I am excited out of my mind looking at my calendar as well, knowing I'm about to get the decision-maker meeting, but I have to just chill and listen and find out what works best for this decision-maker meeting. So maybe get in the habit of doing that. Look through appointments that you have and make sure that your mind is ready to set more appointments just like you already did. And if you're getting started, don't worry about that. Just know that all the appointments that you're about to make, they're going to fill up your calendar. But I do suggest physically writing something and having that to look forward to, success that you've already had before you begin making phone calls. Because I know when you pick up that phone, when I pick it up, it's, you know, 80, 90%, sometimes 95% of the time, I'm not getting a hold of anybody. I'm leaving a quick voicemail and moving on. So also be sure to prime that pump, get your mind ready when you sit down for a decision-maker meeting. Once I spend about 5 or 10 minutes learning about the decision maker themselves, I want to know about their family, I want to know how long they've been with the company, I want to find out what makes them tick. And then I just simply explain to them, and we here at Harvard teach complementary identity theft workshops for businesses. And we usually incorporate these workshops right into whatever you already have going on here. So if you have monthly meetings where you meet with your employees or in-service meetings, do you have lunch and learns established maybe, or you know, safety meetings, or what do you have already in place? Is it an open enrollment? So I get a feeling right there. My mind is visualizing the what their corporate culture is. I find out what it is so that not only am I envisioning the enrollment before I even open up all the important information for the decision-maker meeting, but I have them envisioning me in one of their ongoing meetings. So begin with the end in mind there. Be sure when you sit down with that decision-maker, you're both on the same page. You're both envisioning yourself in one of their company meetings. And I tell you, it's fun. I mean, it takes some creative energy and it takes focus, but it's our livelihood. And we're creating environments where we're able to empower Americans with attorneys and identity theft protection. So to me, it's just so exciting. So we create and we create and we create, always beginning with the end in mind. So that's number one, priming the pump, getting your mind all set. Number two, simply do the work. To be a success at this business, it takes a ton of sweat equity. Every time I'm making calls, I'm sweating, you guys. I'm in a DM, a decision-maker meeting, and I'm sweating. During enrollment, I'm sweating. So you've got to be determined to give 100% and work and work and work and work in order to see consistent results in this business. So if you're working and you're not sweating, I am jealous. Tell me how you do it, because I've been at it for 7 years, and every type of work I do here, it's intense. And I'm focused, and I'm using my conscious mind and my subconscious mind to pick up cues and to really be a success. And I want to tell you the way that I work. I learned this from Darren Hardy. He said that he worked in 60 to 90 minute increments. And I thought, you know what, that's probably wise, because phone calls, they're intense, and it'd be good to maybe set an alarm and have nothing else open but time to work and work and work. So I set myself up to make phone calls in just 60 to 90 minute intervals, but they're completely focused bursts. So I'll pull out my trusty Reference USA and I'll grab my pen. I'll have my Reference USA list of contacts. And then I take accountability for every single phone call that I make. It usually takes me just a couple of phone calls to get into my groove, and then I'm so excited and so focused on the yeses that I'm going to receive that before I know it, I'm at like 45 phone calls. Okay, and you know, I'm reapplying deodorant, and when my alarm goes off, it's like, whew, I need a drink of water. I need to just refresh, but I got those 50 calls made. And I set 2 decision-maker meetings, or 3 or 4. Maybe I didn't set any, but I'm going to keep going. But I put in all that I have to connecting with each decision-maker. I'm laser-focused on my thoughts. Thoughts are things. What you're thinking translates over, whether you think it or not. It's going to change your disposition. It's going to change the tone of your voice. So be laser-focused on your thoughts, to listening to the pace and the tone of the decision-maker's voice, and then match that tone and tempo. That's all we have to do to build a connection with them and build rapport over the phone. All we can do is listen, make sure our brain has the power to hear the tone of voice and the pace. You've got to kind of pick up on that decision-maker's mood and them saying hello or what can I help you with. And so that takes brain power, but listen to your gut. Your gut's going to help your brain lead you in the right direction. So use that concentration, use that control. And when I do connect to their voice and their tone, I'm smooth with them, and I'm envisioning them opening their calendars. Every cold call that I make, I'm visualizing going directly to our calendars and setting that decision-maker meeting. And again, remember, you're the captain of your ship. You're going to hear a boatload of no's, or we have this taken care of, click, and they don't even – you don't even have a chance to say, what do you have taken care of? They just don't want to hear you. You get hung up on, not a big deal. You have your pump is primed. You let that go. You control your thoughts and you move directly to the next dial. You guys, if you've got a huge list of prospects, I mean 500, 600, 1,000, it's not a big deal when you hear a no. You make a little note, no, and you put the date. And I'll go back to those a year from now. I'll call them, and there'll be a different decision-maker meeting, or the HR person has changed out. So a no is never a forever no. It's a temporary no. So it's not a huge deal at all. You just go to the next one. And don't let your mind dwell for a minute on how you could have changed that call. You just be sure that you're honed in and using your conscious and subconscious minds when you communicate with any of your decision-makers. And make it a discipline to go that straight 60 to 90 minutes at a time making calls. It used to feel like a long time. I could easily make 15 to 18 calls without a timer, and I could feel like I had made 40 or 50 calls because what we do is so intense, and I'm so focused. So that's why I tally up every single call that I make, and I set that stopwatch. And, yeah, 60 to 90 minutes, it feels like a lot at first. This was probably 3 years ago I developed this habit. And, yeah, the first, I don't know, week or two, they say it takes 2 weeks to set a habit, so I'm going to say the first 2 weeks that I set the alarm, I was working hard, wondering when that alarm was going to go off. But now it's become such a habit that when I sit down, it's 60 minutes, I'm not done. I want to get through two more pages of my reference USA. I want to talk to two more decision maker meetings. You'll find that you'll get yourself into such a groove and so focused that you're going to embrace that 60 to 90 minutes. And don't just do that once a day. Do 60 to 90 minutes in the morning and then do it again in the afternoon. Or if you've got a decision maker in the afternoon, do it twice in the morning. Give yourself a little break in between. I get so focused that the only time that I'll stop is when I set a decision maker meeting. I take a minute, I do a little happy dance in the office, woohoo, you know, I got the DM just for maybe a minute. I'll take another drink of water, and then I sit down, and I get back to working. But do make sure you take a quick break. It's fabulous to go outside. I like going out into my garden. I'll pick some cherry tomatoes. I'll eat those for a snack. Tony Robbins says it's so important to change your state. And he's talking about when you go, say, from intense phone calls to needing a break, enable yourself to really relax. He says you've got to really change your state. He does crazy things like he'll jump into an ice bath. I'm like, no, I'll go out into my garden and I'll eat some cherries. Or I'll drop and do 60 push-ups. I mean, he talks about physically changing your state to let your mind release and move forward. So you go listen to Tony Robbins, and he'll give you some great ideas about how to change your state. But do just something simple. Walk around your house. Maybe take your dog on a little five-minute walk. Connect with your spouse. I mean, just do something to get your mind completely off work after that 60 to 90-minute chunk. And then know that your mind's going to be ready to dig right back in. And after that five-minute break, be ready to work and work and work. All right, so that was number two, do the work. Number three is find an accountability partner with whom you can connect every single day. My accountability partner knows about every single phone call I make. She knows how many decision-maker meetings that I set each day. She knows how many decision-maker meetings I've conducted each day, how many enrollments I've set each day, and she also knows how many enrollments I conduct. And then my favorite number is she knows how many families I've protected each day with our amazing benefits. And here's the other thing. When I get distracted, she knows. If my activity in the morning, if it was supposed to be an hour of office work and an hour and a half on, an hour and a half on the phone, and I get distracted in that hour of office work turned into 2.5 hours, I send her a text, hey, my morning, I didn't get my calls in. This is my commitment to make 30 extra calls this afternoon. And that holds me accountable. It's in writing, and she's going to hold me accountable. And it's fabulous. Be sure you have an accountability partner. Your accountability partner will be there to support you. Mine encourages me. She supports me. She keeps me accountable. Do that. Just make sure that you have somebody that you can be completely honest with. Give them every single detail. And make sure that they're in the business and they understand what it means when you say, I made 45 phone calls. You know, an accountability partner will understand exactly what that takes and might be able to help you and direct you in becoming more successful. Number four is just be diligent about resurfacing each of your accounts. You're going to find in this business it's so exciting. You know, the first year you might open I don't know, 10 or 12 groups, and they're pretty simple to resurface. As time goes on, you've got more and more groups, and it takes time, and it'll spread you a little bit thinner. But it's so important to be sure to build and maintain those relationships. I mean, that is what this business is all about. So be generous in giving to your decision-maker meetings. After opening, and I go in, and obviously I give them a box of fudge. I give them chocolates, and that's at the decision-maker meeting. Usually at the enrollment, I'll bring them more chocolate. If they've commented that they liked it, I'll bring another box at the enrollment just for the decision-maker meeting. But always, after opening an account, I'll go back in a week and give that human resource manager, that owner, a $50 gift card. I'll also drop in at Christmas time, and you can do that and give your decision makers goodies. They love that. And I like to do that like the first week of December before everybody's out there giving gifts. That kind of gives you a cutting edge. If you go in early December and say, hey, thinking about you, and, you know, I have this Christmas gift for you, they're going to love it. They're going to feel like, yeah, the season's here, and this is such a great thing. And you're going to feel good. You can't give into a relationship like that and not feel good. You've got this feel-good helper's high when you're able to give to somebody. And if you know anything about biology, you might be aware of a chemical called oxytocin. And that's the feel-good hormone that's released. Anytime we give somebody a hug, when we shake hands, when we pat somebody on the back, it's that just that feeling of goodness and more than well-being. That it's just like a little high. And it is released immediately in our systems as soon as we shake somebody's hand or as soon as we smile and make that connection. So not only do you get to feel good those effects, but your client does as well. So smile, shake hands, and once you've serviced for an account a while, don't be afraid to hug these great people. They become your friends. Another woman is completely normal. Guys, be careful. Don't try to hug these women too early on in the relationship. Make sure they know you're married and there's some boundaries set there, but you'll know when it's appropriate. And give that nice, long, firm handshake when you meet them. When I shake their hand, I try to touch them on the shoulder as well. Pat her on the back. Just use oxytocin to your advantage. That's a free-flowing chemical that we can tap into if we just know to reach out and do that. And some of the best feel-good results that I've had in building relationships in this business, they seem to come out of nowhere. We all be at the grocery store thinking nothing about business, and someone will run over to me, hey, you're my legal lady. And then they give me a hug, and they want to tell me their story of how their law firm helped them get money back from their whoever the dealership was that sold them their car and was hacking them. And I walk out of the grocery store just on a high going, wow, that's fabulous. I love hearing the success stories. And then I'll walk into reservice an account. Just last week I walked in, and I'm waiting for them to take me into the training room. And an employee walks in, oh, it's the legal lady. And she gives me a hug. And I was like, wow, this is a real connector thing. I'm really building my community. So there's just a definite great source of joy that can be felt when you reach out, you build relationships, and then just nurture the relationships that you already have. Something else that happens when we're properly out there servicing our accounts is our businesses grow. Some of the companies that we service grow. It's not uncommon for a human resource manager to say, hey, Rebecca, we're expanding. We're opening, this happened 2 months ago, we're opening 4 new group homes. Up just an hour north from here, which I know how much our employees love and appreciate the Legal Shield and ID Shield services. Do you mind driving up an hour to talk to our 40 new employees? And I'm like, yeah, that's not a problem at all. Tell me when I can go. I'm happy to service them. So I always respond in the affirmative, and I'm doing cartwheels inside, and I'm super excited. But that's just a fabulous way to keep your business rolling, is make sure that you take some time. And sometimes you've got to grab that chocolate and put it on ice in the summer when it's hot and visit these companies that aren't expecting you but would love just a little change of pace, love some more chocolate. Find ways to reservice spontaneously and let them know that, hey, your relationship really matters, and you're going to have a lot of success as you reservice. Number 5, choose your words carefully. I'm just going to give you a few phrases that I use that I found have been powerful phrases as I run my group-to-group business. In a decision-maker meeting, I just let the decision-maker know, as we're talking about legal problems, and we've talked about identity theft issues, I just say, you know how quickly personal problems become personnel problems. And an HR manager who knows and loves their people are going to be like, yes, I wish that we could all hang our hats on the door and come into work and just focus on business, but that's not real life. And it's like, yeah, those personal problems become personnel problems. Do you see how these attorneys could help your people, even on a 10-minute break, to be able to contact their attorney? And, oh, yeah, you know, so be sure to use that line if you feel like that fits your personality. You know how quickly personal problems become personnel problems. Here's something I love. I discovered this just on my own. It was probably a year or two ago. I was doing an enrollment, and there were probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 people in the room, but there were 70 or 80 chairs set up, and, you know, people don't sit in the front of the room. So I'm at the front of the room, and I said, hey, can you hear me at the back of the room? Let me put on my mommy voice. And I just smiled, you know, thinking I've got my mommy voice on. You know, that entire room smiled. They grinned ear to ear because everybody has a mom. And you don't have to be a mom to say, I need to put on my mommy voice. You have a mom, so you can put on your mommy voice. Not you, gentlemen. That would be absolutely wrong. You can say, put on my dad voice. And what happens when you put on your mom or your dad voice, it pulls out some oxytocin. If you're putting on your mom's voice, moms are nurturers. And people are like, oh, she's like a mom. I need to listen to her. She's going to take care of me. Or he's putting on his daddy voice. He's like a dad. He's got wisdom. He's got strength. He's somebody I want to listen to. So a very simple line. Can you hear me at the back of the room? I can put on my mommy voice. Very simple. One of my favorite, all-time favorite lines I learned from Mr. Mark Riches. He said, smart people go with the benefits. So at the end of that enrollment, you've had them write waves on top of the application. You walk them through every piece of the application. And then you say, hey, time for you to fill it out. When people stare at you blankly, I say, you need to fill that out. Smart people go with the benefits. And I tell you, that's pretty compelling that you just told them how this can enhance their whole life. And they just need that little nudge to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a smart person. And they'll take care of it. So there you go. You guys have my five components to a slight edge in your HRMC B2B. You've got to prime the pump, number one. Control your brain there. Number two, do the work. Number three, find an accountability partner with whom you can connect every single day. Number four, be diligent about resurfacing each of your accounts. And number five, choose your words carefully. Find some power lines that work for you. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the future. Thank you so much for the time. All the best is up ahead, and I will turn it back over to you, Mr. Riches.
Wow, Rebecca, thank you so much. What a phenomenal training. I really, really enjoyed everything that you shared. What incredible tips for both prospecting, but then also, you know, working the business and meeting with decision makers and enrolling employees. Every aspect of our business can be positively impacted by what Rebecca just shared. Thank you so much for preparing and for sharing that in such an excellent way. Folks, before we close the call out, I've got just a couple of things that I want to make sure that everyone is aware of. First of all, we are obviously closing the month of September this week. And I just want you to understand, Legal Shield announced over the weekend that for business to count in the month of September, it has to be received by this Friday, which is the 28th. I know in months past they've received that on the last day of the month. They've said that this month in September it needs to be received by Friday. So that means, you know, make sure that if you're uploading, that business is uploaded by Friday. Web apps on your We Are Legal Shield need to be uploaded or need to be submitted by Friday. Just make sure everything is submitted by Friday if you want it to count here for the month of September. And what I'm talking about there is for performance club qualifications and for executive director qualifications and anything else where it would matter what month it processes in, make sure that all your September business is processed by this Friday. Also, don't forget about the advance to senior manager promotion that we announced on last Monday's call. That was a big announcement coming out of the Nashville event. And I want to make sure that we've got folks that are focused on that. There are some of you right now that are just a handful of sales away from senior manager. And you can make that happen this week with, let's see, it's 25 personal sales. I'm not looking at the flyer, but I think it's 25 personal sales or 30 organizational sales, and there's some caveats there. So we've got the flyer in the back office. Make sure you take a look at that. But I'm telling you, that's a whole lot easier than getting 50 sales. And so I would much rather see you get that higher commission on sale 30 through or 31 through 50 or 26 through 50, depending on how you qualify for that promotion. So just make sure you check out the flyer. Make sure that you're aware of that because, again, that's going to end at the end of this week. And you've got 5 days left here in the month to wrap up your September goals. Now, to some people, that sounds like a very short time. 5 days is enough time that whatever your goal is, you can make it happen in that 5 days if you're committed and if you're focused on making it happen. Again, a big thank you to Ms. Rebecca Baker for such an excellent training this morning. Also, a thank you to Mr. Mark Riches and Mr. Scott Brooks for sharing some of these exciting announcements that we were able to cover. Take full advantage. Don't just sit by and watch other people take advantage, but take full advantage of what Legal Shield has offered you here this morning and today and this week. Meet with more decision makers. Call more companies. Use those tips that Ms. Rebecca Baker shared. But get this message out to more people this week than ever before to take advantage of this lower price that we can offer these plans at starting today. Again, thank you to all who have participated here this morning and to all who have listened in. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon.